Young Adults, and Family Home Evening. Members of the church across the world reserve Monday nights for Family Home Evening. As taught by modern prophets, Family Home Evening is a time for group activity, for organizing, for the expressions of love, for the bearing of testimony, for learning gospel principles, for family fun and recreation, and of all things, for family unity and solidarity. For the following young adults, Family Home Evening is a priority. Not all of them live with parents or siblings. Some participate in Family Home Evening with roommates, or ward members, or friends from institute. Still others set aside time for private devotion, but all of them recognize the immediate and future blessings in their lives from following the admonition of prophets to participate in Family Home Evening. A blessing in all aspects of life. As a convert and the only member of the church in my family, I attend Family Home Evening at the Young Adult Center in my city. Participating in Family Home Evening has been important to me because I have learned how to teach in a small group. I have come to better understand the gospel principles I was taught while investigating the church, and I have seen others grow when they teach or share their testimonies. I know that these are important skills for my future. When I have my own family, I will know how to organize a powerful and fun Family Home Evening because of the good examples I've seen. But Family Home Evening is also an important part of my current stage of life. Sometimes it's easier to stay home on a Monday night, especially if the weather is bad or if I have lots of studying to do. But nearly every time I have this dilemma, I go to Family Home Evening anyway, because I know it's important to be around other young, single adults to talk about the gospel and have fun together. Even when only a few others attend, it is still a great experience. The nice thing about having Family Home Evening at the Young Adult Center is that we can come home early or stay late to study, practice the piano, play games, or just relax. There is always something to do. I know when I'm obedient and follow the prophetic admonition to participate in Family Home Evening, I am blessed. I have seen evidence of this in my studies, in my work, in being blessed with energy for the week ahead, and in feeling generally uplifted. Lenike Rodemond, Netherlands.
A foundation upon which to build. I was raised in a family in which we regularly had family home evenings. I remember that when I was a child, family home evenings were one of the most important events in my life, and I would wake up excitedly each Monday morning and remind my parents that family home evening was that night. Today, as a young adult, I live with my parents and continue to spend this special time with my family each week. Because our family consistently had family home evening from the time I was very young, I have always understood its importance. In Korea, where many parents and children are very busy and family time is rare, home evening is a wonderful opportunity to be together and strengthen each other. Another blessing that has come from my parents' efforts is that I've been given a firm foundation upon which to build my testimony of Jesus Christ. Though I learned the gospel in church, it was through family home evening lessons that I really came to understand its principles. As a result, I've been able to go to church and grow in the gospel based on my own faith and not on that of my parents. Hyri Lee, Korea.
An opportunity to share my faith. I am a 24-year-old young man who has gained a strong testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ by following the prophetic admonition to hold family home evening. Although I am the only member of the church in my family, after I was baptized, I realized that family home evening could strengthen us, and I decided to introduce it at home. The whole family now knows that Mondays are special days when we gather as a family to learn gospel truths. Sometimes we resolve problems in the family or discuss challenges, needs, or interests of individual family members. I have learned how to really commune with my Heavenly Father and to counsel with my family members in love. As a result, we have been more united, which is a great blessing. In addition, Family Home Evening has laid a strong foundation for my family in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they are now investigating the church. In fact, the full-time missionaries join us for Family Home Evening once in a while. I know that when I get married, my family will be blessed through Family Home Evening, but I am also grateful that I've been able to make Family Home Evening an important part of my life now. I know that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true and that the Family Home Evening program is inspired of God. Labani Butawo, Zimbabwe.
An established priority. I was raised in a family that made Family Home Evening a priority. In order to make it home in time on Mondays, we would go straight home from school without making plans to be with friends. Personal tasks, such as homework, were completed following Family Home Evening. There really was nothing that took precedence over this special time for our family to be together. Family Home Evening made an impact on us growing up, not only because of the priority we placed on it, but also because we worked together to make it happen. We rotated who would give the lesson, who would prepare the refreshments, and who would say the opening and closing prayers. We didn't just listen to lessons, but also had opportunities to be instructors. As a result, I was blessed to obtain a knowledge and testimony of the gospel and to have strengthened family ties. Because Family Home Evening has become a habit in my life, I look forward to the blessings it will bring when I have a family of my own. Chieko Kobe, Japan.
A remedy for homesickness. I grew up in a family in which my parents have been a glowing example to my two brothers, my sister and me, and our family has received many blessings because of their efforts. For instance, we have grown together to become a close family, turning to each other in times of need or trials. And although some of my family members are less active, they still join in Family Home Evening. I spent some time living in Sydney, Australia, and was very homesick living so far from Ireland. Luckily, I lived near a church meeting house where I attended Family Home Evening with other young adults. This was a great blessing to me, and when I attended, I no longer felt homesick. It was great to mingle with fellow members in a relaxed setting and where the spirit was present. Linda Ryan, Ireland.
Something I never regret. I joined the church in May 2009. Since then, I have quickly come to value the blessings that come from consistently attending Family Home Evening. One memorable experience occurred when our young single adult ward played chair soccer, a variation of indoor soccer, in the cultural hall of a local meeting house. The point was to defend our chair while attacking other people's with a rubber ball. I formed an alliance with two other players. By the end, we were the only three still in the game, and we promptly turned on each other. Instead of getting upset about it, we couldn't stop laughing. It was the most fun I have had in ages. And I know that I would be hard-pressed to find an experience like that anywhere outside of the church. Everyone was having a great time, even if he or she didn't win. But that's not what made the experience special to me. What really made it memorable was the spirit of friendship I felt at the activity. Moments like this help me lighten the overwhelming stress of graduate school. No matter how the week has gone, I know that I will always feel better if I go to Family Home Evening. I may not always be thrilled about the activity, and I may not always want to take the time, but I never regret going. Matt Adams, Nebraska, USA.
A priority for all of us. There are many ways that I could spend Monday nights, from participating in university societies to other sporting and recreational activities. But those who live in our student house, all Latter-day Saints, have decided that it is important to hold Family Home Evening, and we make it a priority. We have chosen this priority to strengthen one another during a time of life when living the gospel could be seen as difficult. Sharing testimonies and experiences with one another has brought us closer together as young adults and friends. Family Home Evening is a time in the week when I can count on receiving spiritual nourishment. On numerous occasions, I have come to Family Home Evening with questions in my mind, only to find the answers in lessons or spiritual thoughts that are shared. It is also a time to set and reflect on goals that help me develop personally. Having made the decision to consistently hold Family Home Evening, I don't consider it a sacrifice.
I know it is where I should be. It is also where I want to be. Luke Rasmussen, Wales.
End of the article. Young Adults and Family Home Evening.